This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A rather calm and serene afternoon in the CBD of Johannesburg was converted into panic, distress and chaos. It was about 1700 hours yesterday on Bree and Rissik Street, when suddenly there were some major implosions and explosions. And within minutes, the news had filtered through via social media, YouTube, and of course it was being captured by media houses across the globe. We've seen and witnessed scenes that were inconceivable, indescribable, ineffable. Well, I'm not sure what crossed your mind, my brother and my sister, but for me, it was a small and a micro reflection of the inevitable before Qiyamah. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَى لَهَا. Allah says, before Qiyamah, the earth, not one street in one city, the earth will throw out, will spit out its burdens. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And man will say, what has happened to the earth? Why is it doing this? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Because your Lord has inspired it to do so. Now, this is my question to you, my brother and my sister. Incidents of this nature need to remind us, and it needs to make us conscious of the inevitable reality of Qiyamah. And what was the question that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam posed to that companion who asked, "Mata sa'a?" When is Qiyamah? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mada a'adatta?" What have you prepared for Qiyamah? And that companion replied, "I haven't prepared much other than I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam dearly." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." A person will be resurrected with the one whom he loves. So I leave you with this question: what have you prepared for Qiyamah?